the black soil here, you call that?
That's buckshot.
Okay.
That's clay.
And then the caddy can only work during lunchtime, 1 hour a day?
Yeah, that's what they say. It's too wet, and then it gets dry between 12 and 1, and at 1 o'clock it's too hard. That's buckshot.
Yeah.
And that's your black soil. That's what looks good. That's what people look at and think it's rich. It actually has more nutrients in it because it has more clay particles, and the plant food adheres to the clay.
Yeah.
So it has it, but it's locked up. Now this good sandy loam, and I don't by that I don't mean like a sand pile sand. It's a loamy type of dirt. It just works real easy. We call it ice cream land. If a man can't make it farming that, he better go doing something else. Because you have to really mess up to get it where it won't produce for you. You can plow it wet, plow it dry, it don't matter. You just can't really do a whole lot to it.
Since 27 flood, you haven't had any problems with the river down?
No flooding, but 3 years preceding last year, which is 76, 75, and 74, so 374, 75, we had seep water. And seep water, you notice we were right on the river, and the water got up 10, 12 feet on the levee, about 2 to 2.5 miles wide. The water was from levee to levee, and that exerted a tremendous pressure downward and outward. And what happens, this stratos of land that I was just talking about, this Bacon effect, the water would find some sand and go down. And it would follow that sand wherever it went. And then it would come up. Of course, it would come up on this side. It would come up on that side. It would follow a strand. Wherever that sand strata went, it followed. If the water stayed against that levee long enough, and we're talking about week, 10 days, 2 weeks, if it stays up against that, then we're going to begin to have seep water. And what happens in seep water, it just oozes up to the ground like a spring, and it can be the prettiest sunshiny day, and it may not have rained in 3 weeks, and water, clear water, is running right down the middle of your road, and it doesn't dry out. There's no way for it to dry out because it's coming from underneath.
Yes.
And in 73, I went for 6 weeks without being able to get to the north end of my place. It was coming up in the middle of a gravel road. And you'd ride down there. Well, at first, people were using the road, and then the ruts got deeper and deeper and deeper, and finally, you'd sink a tractor in that thing. You just couldn't get across it, like quicksand. So we never got to the north end of the place until it was too late to plant cotton, and had to plant beans, probably the first time a soybean had ever been on that land since it's been a plantation. And I had about, 10 acres out of an 80-acre field on the south end of the place joining the levee that had to be planted in beans. And it was just, water was coming out of old pump pipes by a pump. I mean a shallow well pitcher pump that had been driven in the ground. Well, against the levee, you'd have to drive them 75 feet to get water. Water is deeper against the levee than it is here. Due to a bowl-like shaped strata underneath the river. But pumps that had been driven around house sites around the levee and had been broken off and abandoned and lost, nobody knew they were there. All of a sudden we found them again because there'd be a stream of water about this big around just coming out of the ground. And water was coming in that pump point way down in the ground and come in reverse action, then rather than going down, it was coming out that pump.
Yeah.
And it would run out of a pitcher pump. It'd just run out of the mouth of a pitcher without you pumping it.